Zokta Elga Mishnah Vayter, Masech Dezorla, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Ches. So in Mishnah Zayin, we learned about seven items. Six, according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Kiva added another one, where we said those are so chashiv, they don't become batal. But that's if they're whole. For example, a goyze perich, the famous walnuts of perich, are so chashiv they don't become batal. The pomegranates of badan are so chashiv. Would the same be true if they were opened? Let's see our Mishnah. Ketzad, what did you mean before when you told us that these things don't become batal? Let's say, again, we're continuing over here, Masech Desar Leperi Gimel, Mishnah Ches, Nispatsu Hu Agoizim. The walnuts were cracked open. On Nisparadu Harimainim. The pomegranates were split. You told me about sealed barrels. What happens if Nispatru Chavias? They're no longer sealed. They're open. Or Nischatru HaDeluyim. The Deluyim you were talking about that were so chashiv, but now they were cut. Or Nisparsu HaKikares. Like Prisas Lechem, the loaves of bread that were so chashiv that a Balabayis makes, but it's not a whole loaf anymore. Zakta Mishnah, at this point, Yalu Be'echod HaMasayim, they do become bottle in 201. Again, we're talking about Klei Kerem over here, or Arla that need 200 for it to become bottle. The Arla has to get mixed into a mixture with 200 things that are mutter, total 201. Same as for Klei Kerem. But the whole Egeis Perech, the whole Rimein Badon, the whole Delas Yevonis, the whole Kicker of a Balabayas has not become bottle. But if they're broken up, they do become bottle. If they're cut open, they do become bottle. They no longer have the previous Chashivas. Let me ask you something. It fell in whole and then it broke open? Or it was cut open first and then it fell into the mixture? Does it make a difference? And that's a Machloikas. It's a Machloikas Tanoim in the Beraisa. Does it have to break open before it falls in? Or even if it breaks open or gets cut open after it fell into the mixture, would it work there as well? But even so, L'chatchila, it's not an Eitzah. This is brought down in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch. You can take a look in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Aleph. Even if you hold, that even if it fell in whole, and it broke open afterwards and now becomes batel, you can't say, oops, my perech walnut fell into a mixture of 200, it's Klei Kerem or Arla, it doesn't become batel. I know what I'll do, I'll break open all the walnuts. Or in the case of Ramayim, I'll break up all the pomegranates. Or in the case of the sealed wines, I'll open all the bottles. This way I know that the Arla, the Klei Kerem, became open and now it'll become batel. That you cannot do. Because the rule is, Ein mevatlim iser lechatchila. Well, what if someone didn't listen? And let's say his chala that a balabas made fell into a bunch of other chalas, and according to Rabbi Akiva, that does not become batal. So he went and he cut open all the chalas, he should be able to use it. If he did so be kavana, it is aser for him or for anyone that he did it for.